Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Good evening, FWWC. It is Curtis Black, and this is the FWWC Tonight. Now, we did have a hell of a week here, and I understand my colleague, again, filling in this week for Douglas James. We'll get to his music shortly when he gets here. My understanding is he's running a little behind here tonight, possibly from the events of last night. But anyways, before he gets here, I'm going to go ahead and definitely recognize our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Episode 211 coming up for them, and it is going to be a huge episode. It is the Dynamo Pro Wrestling Riot on the River show. During the High Spot segment, they are going to have Luke Skywalker Roberts on and Chris Rodell. I know from experience, Luke is incredibly knowledgeable when it comes to everything pro wrestling, and he's going to be fun to listen to. Then during the 7:30 segment, we're going to have Mike Outlaw and Benjamin Trust on. And then during the 8:30 segment, we're going to have Billy McNeil and The Snitch. It's going to be a great episode of the Wrestle Talk Podcast, and you are going to want to make sure that you are tuning in Thursday, 7 Central Time, 8 Eastern Time. And it is the All Dynamo Pro Show promoting the Riot on the River show. So make sure you are checking that out. With that being said, I understand, you know, my co-host, I'm not quite sure if he's in yet, but I haven't heard his music. So maybe I'll go ahead and we can start discussing some Red Brand action from Monday. I'll talk about a match, and hopefully we'll hear from him fairly soon. Now, looking at what we have, there we go. Rashard, you were a little late here this evening. Rashard? Hello? Well then, not exactly sure what happened, but we'll just go ahead and we'll start discussing Monday Night Raw here, and I'm sure Rashard will get to us as soon as he possibly can. Not a problem at all. So looking at our first match from last night, we had the round one of the race for the title. And this saw Daniel Grimm facing off against Tank. Now, it does look like in this position, we did have Daniel Grimm come out the winner here, advancing in the race for the title. Now, as we do every week, I'm sure we'll be hearing from Grimm here later on, and I would love to get his thoughts on moving forward, as well as some interesting information that happened yet this evening. But I'll just simply say, you know, since SummerSlam and, you know, since a few weeks prior to SummerSlam, Daniel Grimm has just been on a tear. And we definitely, I'm impressed. He's made some allegiances, as we'll allude to here in a little while. And I'm excited to see where this goes. Now, Given that at the moment it's just myself here, I do want to go ahead and encourage any of you that may be listening right now to call in here. The number is 657-383-1521. We'd love to hear from any of you guys who had matches this evening, or if your fans just interested in talking about what happened, we'd love to hear from you guys and get your opinions on what happened. The more you call in, the longer we can stay on the air. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and move on as well to a match from the Blue Brand on Monday night. We were
You spent all that time praising a mid-card guy? Out of all people to be praising, you want to praise Daniel Grimm? Didn't we just talk about this already? Like,
well, he was in action, so.
I'm gonna
respect the people that have been in action, and if they want a match, yes, I'm gonna go ahead and give them respect and talk about them. That's my job on this podcast.
You are pedestaling a mid-card guy. Guy, why would you do such a thing?
Oh, you're thinking of somebody else who fights on Blue Brand. I have no association with him. Don't call me guy.
I'm sorry. I forgot that you guys are two different people. But I would appreciate if you just give somebody that deserves it. Like a Richard Priest. He deserves the shine. The heel deal. One of those guys, because I know the heel deal won a match this evening. I was watching.
Oh, and I'm gonna get to them later in the evening. I will definitely be.
He's not worth your time. Just like it took him a week to decide come after Theory, which everybody and their brother tried to steer him in the right direction. Title for title. But what did he do? He wanted to wait around, twiddle his thumbs. He almost pulled a Coltrane Gully Bates. Waiting around, and then his great opportunity goes to the trash. I can't wait until Hell in a Cell because I'm going to beat the brakes off of Mr. Grimm. Yes, he's on a run, tearing down the road, but I'm the roadblock. I can't wait to get my hands on Daniel Grimm. All this talk. Look who comes in.
Hogan, what? Put my wheelchair over here. Yeah, wheel me over here. Right here. Yes, right. All right. Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter to die. It's champion Richard Priest. I apologize. Pogo had to wheel me up here. My leg is broken. I have an eye patch on because I was brutally attacked last night. I'm very emotional.
Sir, you interrupted me. And I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate it being interrupted. This is Theory. How are you doing? How are you doing? This is Theory. What?
I'm sorry, Richard.
I've never heard of this guy. Can we please bring on the next caller?
I try to give this dude all the respect in the world. This is the guy that needs to be on the show talking, and then he comes in and he disrespects me like this.
Is this the same Theory who's never beaten me one-on-one in a match?
Richard Priest. You want to see me Monday, Richard Priest? Is that what you're saying?
I my leg is still wrapped. I have a doctor's note. I cannot compete until well after Hell in the Cell.
Excuses. are tools of the incompetent, and they build bridges to nowhere. And those who use them are incompetent and masters of nothing. So you're giving me excuses on why you can't compete?
No. Excuses are what Massacre gives. I give facts and statements.
Okay, facts and statements. Okay, Massacre. I mean, Richard, please. You have a good evening, sir. Yeah, I'm out here.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Theory. Richard, so you are wheeled in here. You're taking up a lot more space than you normally do. Your eye? I mean, I watched the video from last night. It really didn't seem like you were hit that hard or that you were poked that deeply.
I saw an optometrist, and he told me that I have a bruised cornea in my right eye.
I mean, isn't that kind of a workplace hazard, though, you know, given the job that you have?
Yeah, things happen. We get hurt. It happens. I got hurt. It's a workplace hazard, yes. So what am I supposed to do? Go get back in the ring again the very next night on a broken leg? I am wheelchair bound. I have one good eye and try to beat somebody up? I mean, I could do it. I could do it with one leg, one eye. But then that's going to really embarrass somebody.
I mean, that's a fair point, Richard. I mean, we don't want to embarrass anybody here. So.
Yeah, because half the FWC embarrass themselves when they wake up in the morning.
Oh, Richard. All right. So I went ahead and did discuss a red brand match while you were off here. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up our first blue brand match from Monday evening. And then we'll get back on track here. Now, that was kind of an interesting match and one that I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen here. We had a match of the Notorious Ones. That was DJZ and El Luchador versus Big T. And going into this match, you know, it was the understanding that Big T was to find a tag partner. Big T came to the ring saying he didn't need a partner. And in this case, that appeared to be true, as Big T did defeat both DJZ and El Luchador in a handicap match on Monday night. What do we make of Big T, given that he did just defeat El Luchador, the heavyweight champion, in a two-on-one match?
You know, and once again, nobody has been able to still tell me what the T stands for. So from now on, he is the big toasted ravioli, okay? It wasn't the fact that he couldn't find a partner. I saw him running around all night last night backstage trying to get a partner, and this guy got more no's than Massacre does on date night.
So, what I don't understand is, and you're right, I mean, at this point, I'm not really sure who would want to team up with him. He has a very big personality. It's that, I guess, Italian side of him. But with that being said, like, he was able to, you know, defeat these individuals. So I wonder what he's going to be able to do, you know, on Blue Brand if he continues to, you know, be as abrasive as he is, but continues to pull out wins like this. I'm intrigued as to what's going to happen there.
I think that the toasted ravioli, he is not here to make friends. I think he is here to make statements and win titles. But when you lose the title of the Battle Cat, you lose all respect in my book.
I think that's a fair assessment. I can't disagree with you on that. So, but I am going to go ahead and throw it your way here. Let's go ahead and discuss a red brand match from last evening.
I'll save the main event for last, but I want to go over the round one race for the title match between Daniel Dimwit and Golden Corral's favorite customer, Tank.
All right, and I definitely want to hear. And so we did briefly mention this match before we got on the line here. But, you know, given that you're with Red Brand and you know, maybe have a little bit better understanding of what the race for the title actually is, I'd love to kind of get your feedback and, you know, explanation of what we're looking at here.
Now, Curtis, correct me if I'm wrong. You did go to college, correct?
Yes, I did.
So the whole race for the title should be self-explanatory in the name of what the tournament is, correct?
Well, I mean, yes. I'm just assuming it's, like, I guess it's more of a question of, I'm assuming this is for a shot at the Universal title, but then it could be for the Intercontinental, it could be for the European, it could be for the Hardcore. I guess that is more of my question, is what title are we racing for?
They are racing for the greatest title on the Red Brand, and that is my FWC heavyweight title. Nightmare Jones finally got it right and is finally trying to get
okay.
me a number one contender.
Okay, that's enough for sure. I'm getting the correct information from intern Timmy here, which it is going to be for the Universal title. Okay, so a race for the title for the Universal title. So, I mean, that sounds great. It does sound, you know, this is, you know, a tournament that's coming after the B1, but again, tournaments are always fun. And you're right, we did have Grimm versus Tank. So tell us a little more about what happened here, Rashard. What did you see Monday night in this match?
I saw Dimwit beat Tank, and it's probably because, as always, Tank was distracted, because I do know earlier in the night, his tag team partners, one half of the Battle Tanks, Battle Cat, was walking around with some donuts, and Tank couldn't have one. You know, if this guy doesn't eat, he gets way too distracted. And when he does eat, he gets way too distracted. And if you bring food down to the ringside, he will get himself counted out. I have happened it before to me. He left the ring because there was a buffet on the outside, and he got counted out to 10.
I mean, I've met Tank in person. I love the man, but he is on the larger side. I know the man loves his food. Can't imagine losing a match because you were hungry, though. Like, that doesn't seem to come to my mind.
Sorry, Tank loves his food like Savior Saint loves a certain part of Funky Flex.
Oh, hey. I'm not going to talk about what happens at the SOF house. We'll just say that. All right. So I do understand that we do have an individual on hold here, and we were about to get to his match from Monday night from Blue Brand. I understand that we do have Madman Joe on hold. Is that correct? Madman Joe, do we have you on the line? Good evening, Madman Joe. Do we have you on the line? Good evening. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to. Hello, do we have Madman Joe on the line?
This is.
All right. Well, like I said, we were about to go ahead and discuss your match from last night. This was the Bad Blood Continued match, which saw you facing off against Riot. Now, you know, unfortunately, in this case, it does look like he was able to, you know, get the win. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened last night and, you know, where you're looking to go from here?
Well, I would say me and Riot were going at it toe for toe. And this week I thought I had had him, but interference and him bringing people in, he just got me this week. But I know one thing. When I face Riot again, this time I am claiming the victory. But I am also here to issue the challenge at Hell in the Cell. I am challenging Riot to a Hell in the Cell match. No interference, nobody in, nobody out. One-on-one to call it even. My first match here, he ended up getting me. The next week, I fell short just a little bit because due to interference.
So, if my math is correct there, Joe, Riott already has two victories over you. Is that correct?
Yes.
To be honest with you, man, I would look for a different opponent. I would challenge somebody that might be a little bit easier to beat. If you're looking for somebody on Blue Brand, Arden Murphy is always a good cakewalk to go through. If you want to go with somebody on Red Brand, Tank is a good guy to try to wrestle. Like I said, just bring some food, and you'll get a guaranteed victory.
Well, now that you mentioned, I've also had someone else in mind, and he's also on a two-streak losing streak here. So why not next week on either show, since I am currently not signed to Blue Brand or Red Brand? How about next week? I step into the ring with DJ Z.
I mean, that could be an interesting match. Now, I mean, we're going to have to check with him as well as, you know, Gene Corbin Slater, as he's going to make some matches for Blue Brand. But as somebody who, you know, has a keen interest in what's going on in Blue, you know, given my status, that's definitely a match I would be interested in watching. But, you know, we definitely want to see you, you know, let's see that call out on the page. We'll get a promo cut talking about DJ Z and getting that out there, and we can definitely see where we go from there.
Right.
Now, with that being said, and, you know, with, you know, understanding your match with Riott, what are you hoping to do after Hell in a Cell? You know, you've got this big match coming up, but obviously that can't be, you know, your finality or not looking any further forward than that. You know, what are you hoping to accomplish here, say, in the next few months in the FWWC?
Well, in the next few months, I'm hoping to have a mid-card run. When I first was looking into the FWWC, I was looking at the United States Championship. It's one title that it took me a while to accomplish in other feds, and it's one title that I like to accomplish winning.
Okay, well, I mean, that title has taken an interesting turn this evening, but, you know, definitely be looking out for you here. You know, I know the current holder of it is a kind of a psychopath, so I warn you ahead of time, guy does not take any challengers lightly. But with that being said, I'll go ahead and get one final question for you here before we move along, and that is simply this, you know, and the same thing I really ask everybody before we let them go, is there anything that you would like to go ahead and leave the FWWC universe with this evening before we let you go? Madman Joe.
Yes.
Is there anything that you want to leave the FWWC with here before we let you go for the evening?
The only thing I got left to say is the next time I get my hands on Riott, I will expose him for exactly who he truly is.
All right.
And yep,
well, very
and
big word.
WWC is blind to it all.
All right. Well, I personally cannot wait to see that match at Hell in a Cell. Well, we do want to thank you, Matt Vanjo, for coming on this evening and talking about those matches with us. You have a great rest of your evening.
All Thanks, you too.
Now, Rashard, we're going to jump from one caller to, we've got another on the line here. We were just discussing his match just a little bit ago. It's your favorite individual, Big Toasted Ravioli. So I do want to see if we can go ahead and get Big T on the line. Big T, are you there?
Oh, I'm here, son. Hey, Rashard, I suggest you keep Big T's mouth out, or name out of your mouth, son.
Did you catch any of that? My headset's freaking out, Curtis. Are you?
You know what the fuck I said, son. You heard exactly what I said. The slapping jaws over there. But guess what? T's back, son. T's back. And you're lucky I'm not running around.
I mean, I don't consider myself lucky that somebody's on the lesser brand, but okay.
Look at the scorecard, son. I mean, come on now.
All right, so I will go ahead and bring it up here. So, Big T, you did have a match Monday night. You were in a handicap match against Notorious One, and you did come out the winner here. Now, you know, we were discussing a little bit ago how, you know, it seems that you – I'm not quite sure what to make of it. You were not able to find a tag opponent or tag partner, whether that was through, you know, lack of finding somebody or your own decision. You were in there alone. Now you came out the victor, so congratulations. But, you know, what are we looking at from here going forward?
Well, you know, let's set one thing straight. Big T's phone was ringing off the hook, but Big T decided, you know what? I'm going to make a statement, and I'm going to take both these men on, and I'm going to come out on top. And that's what happened. As for what I'm looking at past this, well, I got a Hell in the Cell match coming up with DJ V. And then I want to let it be known right now, as well as my GM, Corbin Slater, I'm coming after Luchador, El Luchador to KC. I see him running his mouth on the thread, so he's got to see me about that one-on-one.
Okay. I mean, there's no bigger short of going for Guy, there's no bigger statement than going for El Luchador right now. He is, you know, the heavyweight champion. He is the top champion specific to Blue Brand. Like, I can't blame you for that. Now, you know, looking ahead as well, you know, you've got your match at Hell in a Cell. You're looking forward to your match with El Luchador. You know, what are you hoping to do to elevate yourself beyond just winning matches? You know, we all know it's not about that. It's about, you know, activity as well. And while we have seen you around a lot more lately, you know, what can we expect from T going forward in that regard?
Well, I'm here to make a statement. So I'm gonna run through the locker room, the Blue Brand locker room, one by one, and I'm leave everybody in the ring victimless. You know what I'm saying? So in my quest to become a champ, I'm going to run through the entire Blue Brand locker room.
So not just half of it, the entire Blue Brand locker room.
Entire Blue Brand locker room. Everyone, one by one. Corbin Slater, I hope you're listening, brother.
All right, T. Well, I'll go ahead and, Rashard, do you have any questions for Big T?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and give you just a minute here, Big T. You know, is there anything you'd like to go ahead and leave the FWWC here with before we let you go for the evening?
Yeah, the Blue Grand Yard now belongs to Big T. As far as Rashard, please. Keep
drinking
on the table over there, Sam. I gotta go, boys. Have a good night.
You have a good night too, Big T. Thank you for calling in. So it's been an interesting night so far. We've had a madman call in and now an Italian. But we're gonna go ahead and discuss another Blue Brand match here because we had a number of those from Monday night.
I do have one thing to say. You know, next time this pasta slurping can't have a good signal on his phone, calls in again, I'm going to have to challenge him with something. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, Survivor Series isn't too far off.
I mean, I am not scared of Big T.
I would like to see that match. I would like to see you beat down Big T. That would be fun. And I normally don't pull for you, Rashard, but in that case, I would probably be pulling for you. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get closer to our main events here, at least for Monday night. Well, I'm not sure we're going to move on quite yet because, you know, we gave Madman Joe a chance to go ahead and discuss his match. And I understand that we have his opponent, Riot, on hold as well here, who, you know, we had a match with as well on Monday. So if we can get Riot on the line here, I'd like to get his feedback and thoughts on, you know, what happened at, you know, the match on Monday, as well as kind of what's transpired since SummerSlam. Riot, do we have you on the line here?
Yes, sir. How are you all?
I'm doing all right. It's been a long day, but I'm intrigued. Why don't you go ahead and, you know, tell us a little bit about what happened, you know, both on Monday as well as kind of, you know, this kind of continuing battle you two have been having since SummerSlam.
Well, I mean, as a lot of people have, if they've been paying attention, which I hope and pray they have, that after what happened before SummerSlam, where I took Corey Tombstone's place, now that he's up on the shoulder, now he's up waiting and licking his wounds, now I'm taking his place and leaving my own concrete footprint in the FWWC history. I've already been a two or three week win record right now, and hopefully into Survivor Series and going into Hell in a Cell, that I'm going to continue that winning streak. Now, with the matches that I had on Monday and from Survivor Series, or from SummerSlam, excuse me, that it is conspired that a lot of people don't personally care too much about Corey being injured, but that's a key point that kicked this entire thing off. Now, if he would have shut his mouth and stayed on my business, I wouldn't have turned up. Now, going into Monday, when I kicked the living crap, I made Joe tap. I made him have his first blood match. He is exactly what he wanted. That's what he asked for. And I gave it to him. And I still walked out victorious.
You know, Curtis, I really like this guy. I like this guy's attitude. I like the fact that he's on a good winning streak. You know, if Nightmare Jones was as smart as I look, he would sign this guy to the Red Brand.
Well, I mean, it's Riot, what is your actual understanding? So you took Corey Tombstone's place. Did you take his place on Blue Brand as well, or are you technically a free agent?
From what I was told when I had my meeting with the FWC and management, they told me that since Corey's going to be laid up for a while, they need someone that's a little more high class, someone that's a little more deserving of a spot on the Blue Brand. So with that being said, I, from what I understand, then yes, I am on the Blue Brand. I have officially removed Corey from the roster and slid myself in my nice little plaque right there.
Yeah, I figured it was a situation like that, having dealt with a situation like that. So, sorry, Rashard. Unfortunately, you know, he's with the better brand, the Blue Brand. You can't
indeed
have it. But, you know, with that being said, you know, we heard, you know, Madman Joe, you know, discussing this Hell in a Cell match coming up at Hell in a Cell. And I just, you know, I wonder, you know, we've seen you two have a first blood match. We've seen the brutality that you two can already bring to each other. I'm just concerned for, you know, any younger children in the audience, you know, anybody who, you know, might be coming to the show with their family, Now, is this something that maybe they should, like, leave during that portion? Like, should we all be concerned about the children?
I think, including the management of the FWC, everyone should be alert. Everyone should be very on edge during Hell in a Cell, during any former match or further match that we have between each other. Because it's just going to get worse and worse until one of us kills each other. And that's kind of the point. You see, Joe has been eluding in my past for way too long. Now, a lot of people don't really truly care about what has happened prior to me being in the FWC, but this man has followed me for over a year and a half, has screwed me out of world title shots, has injured me multiple times. I've broken his arm 6 times in a row. I'm not worried about what my health is. Everyone should be aware of their own and Joe's.
Okay. Rashard, anything from you here?
You know, right? Like I said, I like your attitude. I like where you're going. I like how you handle yourself. So I wish you the best of luck in your future here in the FWWC.
Well, thank you. And, you know, like I said, everyone should be aware. Everyone should be on edge, walking in the locker room with Riot, walking around, acting like everything's normal, like everything should be as basic as it possibly can for an industry like this. And, you know, I like that you say that I handle myself well, but you know what? I like to say it as this. I don't sugarcoat things. I get to business. I handle my business, and I leave. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm not going to make anything a little sweeter than just to please people. I'm going to bring you the rawest thing that you can possibly get out of the FWWC roster, as well as myself.
Okay. I think that's a very definite statement or purpose of intent. We're kind of getting to our end of our time here with you, so I'll just go ahead and, as I do with all of our guests, we'll leave you with the opportunity to kind of make a final statement to the FWWC universe before we let you go here this evening.
Absolutely. One person that has been eluding my past is Joe, but one person that I see to my future is Ratas. Ratas, I'm calling you out for any further events going forward. I know that you've been following and looking at me, you know, around the corners in the locker rooms and backstage at the FWZ events. I see that you're eyeballing me. I want you to make your move, Frog, or I'm just going to squash you. Now, the FWC, have a wonderful night, and I'll see you all very soon.
All right. Well, I mean, definitely someone who has a very clear statement of intent right now. I'm not going to say I'm glad that I'm on the show, but it definitely looks like this man has got some interesting things going on in his brain. But, it's been an interesting night already. Now, I know we only have the one other Red Brand match to cover, so I'm going to go ahead, cover one more Blue Brand match, and then we can kick it over to you to discuss the main event. And that match was the Legends Challenge match, which saw Arden Murphy facing off against the brick wall, James Butkus. Now, surprisingly, we saw that in this case, Brick did hit his spear and was able to pin Arden Murphy in the middle of the ring. I'm a little shocked, to say the least, here. Rashard, I know you've had your battles with Arden. What are your thoughts on this match?
You know, in the years that I've been here in the FWC, I will say this one thing. You do not piss off the Irishman, Arden Murphy. And I have a feeling Brickwall Butkus not finishing what he did is only going to upset that Irishman.
I can't disagree that it's a, you know, bad idea to anger Arden Murphy, But I will say that, you know, the brick wall has proven time and again that he can be, you know, a thorn in the side of individuals who, you know, have titles and who, you know, he did it to me when I had the hardcore title. He's like to hold up that he has a, you know, a one-on-one win against a guy. Like he has the ability to pull off these little wins maybe when, you know, we don't think they matter. You know, there's not a number one contendership on the line. You know, there's not a, you know, championship on the line. But if he beats you, he's not going to let you forget it. he's going to bring it up over and over until you get frustrated and include him in a match.
I mean, I've done some work with Brick Wall when he first came up. I kind of took him and a few hundred people under my wing back when we still had the UXT when I was the head trainer down there. But there was just always something about Brick Wall, James Buckus, that made him about as dense as a brick wall.
I mean, there's something about him, and I don't disagree with you, and I hate saying that about somebody because I'm generally a nice person. But Brick Wall, it gets very frustrating sometimes to hear, you know, how, you know, I've beaten you. Okay. You didn't beat me when it mattered. But anyways, that's getting into too many personal feelings here. So I want to go ahead and give intern Timmy here just a little bit of a heads up. We are going to go ahead and give, the first of our, first of our promo of the week awards here shortly. But I do want to go ahead and see if, Rashard, you would like to go ahead and discuss the main event from Monday night for Red Brand. We have an award to give away for them as well. So if you want to go ahead and bring up that match for us.
Yes. Last night's main event included probably, well, it was supposed to be four, but probably three of the greatest competitors in the FWC right now, especially in the Red Brand. And that was the Saint, Heel Deal. And Kurt, who was the third guy in that match?
The Saint, Heel Deal. Oh, wait, yeah, it was yourself, Rashard Priest. And wasn't there a fourth individual who went missing?
You know what? Myself, the WrestleLaw Familia are looking into that because apparently Dee and the rest of the survivors of Funk, and now apparently, from what I saw, Daniel Dimwit is now in cahoots with them all. And apparently, that whoever hit me and attacked me last night was throwing around the Saviors of Funk signal. So apparently, there's another.
Oh. Oh, joy.
I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man. I feel just like a rock star.
Gentlemen, 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 it is I, Nightmare Jones, the Red Brand General Manager, and first of all, I would like to say, Rashard Priest, I am really, really sorry for what happened to you last night. That was an absolute travesty. I mean, you are stuck in a wheelchair. You have a patch over your eye, and yet the only thing that Battle Cat cares about is that he didn't get his match at Hell in a Cell. I mean, he could care less about you being in a wheelchair, having an eye patch. All he cares about is that he doesn't get his match with you. So I apologize for what happened, and I am thoroughly looking into exactly what happened, because whoever it was that attacked you last night attacked the Saint tonight. But tonight, they had on a Battle Tank T-shirt. So I don't know what's going on.
So this guy, one night, tries to show allegiance with Saviors of Funk, to the next night showing allegiance, I guess if he's with the Battle Tanks, I guess, to the, is the Collective even a thing anymore?
I don't know.
I I have no idea. I just want you to get better, Richard. I got you a doctor's note. You're going to be out of action until well after Hell in a Cell because your leg is
booked.
Yes, sir.
Is that the La Familia doctor that signed off on that, or is that the FWWC doctor?
No, that is not the La Familia doctor. I have the doctor note in front of me right now. It is from Dr. Seymour Butts.
Of course it is.
My personal physician that I see, he is a Harvard medical graduate.
Exactly. And, you know, so you should be, you know, you should be nicer to Richard. I mean, the man...
Nightmare, shouldn't you be trying to find him?
And is wearing an eye patch, and he still is agreeing to do your show, even though he's in quite a bit of pain, and I'm sure that he's soaked up a little bit, too, on the pain pill.
Nightmare, shouldn't you be trying to find a missing member of your roster? Like, shouldn't that be your primary focus at the moment? Because I'm pretty sure
what?
I saw. Shouldn't you be trying to find, Maxwell Powers, you know, the person who was abducted out of your arena?
I believe the people we need to talk to would be the Saviors of Funk, because if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure that Guy had something to do with that, because Guy
He may. I wouldn't put it past him, but again, you might want to go talk to them.
And he got thrown into the mystery machine. Who rides in the mystery machine? The Saviors of Junk.
Hey, I have as many hard feelings against them as the rest of you do, so I don't know why you're asking me about them.
I'm just saying, you said that we have to find out who did this, who took Maxwell Powers,
well,
and it's not brain surgery.
Okay, so off of that, you think you know who you did it, why haven't you done anything, Nightmare? You say that you know who did it.
We haven't done anything yet. Think about it this way. There's only, what, 3-4 members of Saviors of Funk? And how many members of La Familia? Exactly. We have the numbers. They don't. But that would be if I was in La Familia. But since I am the general manager of the Red Brand, I'm not allowed to be affiliated with La Familia anymore. So, I can't do anything with La Familia.
And that's true. Nightmare Jones cannot show favoritism to anybody in La Familia.
Exactly. See, Richard understands.
Okay.
Is it?
I just, it's great for you to say that. I would just love to actually see it in action. Just saying.
Of course, I haven't shown it. When have I shown any type of favoritism?
Last night, when you put Saint in a match against La Familia.
You're talking about the match with Richard Priest. Once again, this is like a broken record. He hit me so hard that I got a concussion. I'm still suffering from that concussion to this day.
If you're suffering concussion still, are you fit to be general manager?
Absolutely. I have no problem being the general manager. I can still do the general manager job. And as a matter of fact, on Monday, we're going to see Allison Shea against Arden Murphy. Nightmare Jones is making that match right now. We're going to see Allison Shea against against Auden Murphy on Monday, since they are members of the Red Band. I got to go, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night.
All right, so I want to make a correction, everybody. I'm fairly sure that match is not happening because Nightmare Jones is not the GM of Blue Brand, which is where those superstars are located. So, Rashard Priest,
Yeah. We
were discussing your match from Monday night. You had an impressive match, but there were some weird antics that happened. We've been alluding to it all night. You're in this wheelchair beside me. I'm pretty sure your eye patch has switched eyes throughout the evening. What happened last night?
Yeah, I was in the ring with Savior Ain't, and out of nowhere, somebody dressed all in black, face covered, came in, kicked my leg so hard that they shattered my tibia. Shattered it. And then, or did they tell me, I don't know, I'm sorry, I'm a little medicated right now. Sorry, they gouged my eye. I mean, they damn near gouged my eye. I was looking like Vader with my eyeball hanging out of socket, and I had to put it back in, got kicked in the leg, shattered tibia, you know, a bruised cornea in my left eye. You know, I'm out of commission for a while.
Okay. I don't believe you. Okay, so we're going to do two things here. The first thing we're going to do is I'm going to give away an award. And then the second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to bring an individual on the line. This is going to be fun. So the first thing is if intern Timmy, I could get the role play of the night award for, or music for Monday night, please. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and jump out here because Rashard is part of the individuals getting this award. But our Roleplay of the Night award for Monday night is going to go to Savior Saint, Maxwell Powers, Rashard Priest, and Heel Deal for their Nightmare Jones tag showcase. Now, Rashard, you nearly lost an eye. You say you broke a leg. But you did win Roleplay of the Week. So how does it feel?
You know, it is great to have this honor, especially with my tag team partner and La Familia member, Heel Greatness. We are undefeated. Myself and Heel Deal have not yet been defeated in tag team competition. So all I have to say is to the rest of the tag team world, watch out.
All right. So with that being said, I'm going to follow that up with, I do understand that we have the one who lurks in the jungle on hold, who has lost his match at Hell in a Cell with Rashard Priest because of this interference on Monday night. So
hold on. Wait. Every time I hear Nightmare Jones or Rashard Priest speak, I just get sick to my stomach. And I just want to vomit all over everything that's around me. Okay? That was nothing more than a well-laid trap by La Familia once again. Because we all know who the man in the black suit was. It was Nightmare Jones. Nobody's stupid. Nobody's buying this. You want to believe everything that he wants to tell you? Then go right ahead. I mean, believe it. Read it like it's a fucking fairy tale story or some shit. But I'm not buying it. I've been screwed over for the last time. So, this is what's going to happen. Whenever I see Rashard Priest, whenever I see Matthew Jones, just know they're going to have their faces bashed in. That's all I got to say.
Okay, so
more specifically, I want to get your thoughts on. I really want to get your thoughts on this, this match going away. I understand you said it's a well-laid trap, but, like, what motivation do you have to keep your hands off of Nightmare Jones or Rashard Priest from this point on?
There is no motivation to keep my hands off of him because it's going to happen. And I hope Nightmare Jones decides to come back, you know, since he knew I was coming on. He decided he wanted to hightail it out of here, right? I mean, what kind of GM is he? I mean, really.
Well, we got the music, so I understand we do have one of our board of directors on the line. If I have it correct, we do have the Night Owl on the line, and I believe we need some breaking news music with that introduction.
Is he going to tell me that I've been screwed over? Because that's what's been happening, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC. It is I, the Night Owl, reporting live from my office, still here at FWWC headquarters. I apologize for the interruption, Mr. Cat, Mr. Priest, and Mr. Black. It is an honor and a pleasure to be in your presence. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Doing fantastic, Night Owl. How are you?
I'm okay.
Well,
I'm Priest's face in. I'm fine.
Well, that's great to hear, and well, thank you for asking, Curtis. I appreciate that. I'm actually here not to interrupt your wonderful show, which is going quite well. I believe this is episode 81, if I'm not mistaken, of the FWFC Tonight podcast. Congratulations, guys. Great work. I'm actually calling.
Thank you very much, Night Owl. May I say, I have not missed one.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God.
Rashard, stop talking.
If you interrupt me again, I'm putting you in timeout. I'm letting you know that right now.
This is my show. You came on my show. I don't go on your show
intern,
and interrupt you.
Intern, you know what to do. Hit that mute button on Rashard Priest. I refuse to be interrupted by the likes of Rashard Priest. I don't care how rich he is. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Battlecat, your letters, your messages, your emails, your smoke signals, everything you've been sending in our direction, we've heard you loud and clear. And we want to apologize to you for it taking us a little while to get into action. We just have to take the time to fully analyze these situations. And you know what? After a very thorough investigation, we found that you, sir, indeed have been screwed by the likes of one Nightmare Jones. And we've had about enough of it because it's one thing for La Familia to run around and provoke all sorts of shenanigans. And it's a whole other thing for them to provoke these shenanigans and to not have to pay the piper. So, as of right now, your match with Rashard Priest is officially back on at Hell in a Cell, and it is for the imaginary FWWC Heavyweight Championship that Rashard Priest currently claims to hold. And when he loses it at Hell in a Cell, then you can be rid of it once and for all, and we can stop hearing Rashard Priest run his stinking mouth about how he's the champion because he never lost it, even though he took a 4.5-month paid vacation. Sick and tired
Thank
of
you.
Some of these nonsense, some of these shenanigans. And I will say, this is not just directed to La Familia. Kidnapping, assaults before and after matches are going to be treated a lot differently moving forward. And last but not least, General Manager Nightmare Jones, you're officially under investigation for embezzlement of FWWC funds, and for treason. So tread very lightly, sir, because your position as general manager of the FWWC Red Brand is officially under review. Intern Timmy, hit my music. I'm out.
Woo! That was the Night Owl, everybody, dropping bombs like always when he comes on the FWWC Tonight. So, Battlecat, now that I've got you on the line here, we
Hello?
Just had that breaking news. What
what do you think? I want to get your reaction now that we got you on the line here. Your match is back on with Rashard Priest.
I think that's wonderful news. And, you know, thank God for the Night Owl to put some order in this place because, you know, GM Jones thinks because he got La Familia ties that he can do what he wants and screw people over. And that's not what the FWWC represents, you know. But, I mean, Rashard Priest was never safe to begin with because I was going to bash his face in before Hell in a Cell, at Hell in a Cell, hell, maybe even after Hell in a Cell until I feel like I don't want to bash his face in anymore, you know. I mean, I think the Night Owl did the right thing, to be honest with you.
You know,
now,
Curtis, just a couple moments ago, you were questioning the mental stability of Nightmare Jones. We need to question the mental stability of the Night Owl. I have a doctor's note. My leg is cast. I have a patch on my left eye.
And I will burn it.
I think that you're full of it, Rashard. I think that that's a doctored note from the La Familia doctors, and that I'm glad the Night Owl is stepping in.
Position. I will contact my lawyers.
I'm sure the Night Owl would love to talk to them.
And he's talked
to
them
before. It's not my business. I mean, you can be upset, but that's not my job. My job is to be here and report what's happening. And as of now, per Night Owl and the board of directors, you are in action at Hell in a Cell against Battlecat. Okay. Wasn't expecting that type of reaction, but I'm not sure if we still have Battlecat on the line, but if we do, I want to go ahead and give him the opportunity to go ahead and, you know, get a final message out here to the FWWC before we move on to the second half of our show for the evening.
I just want to tell the little La Familia puppy dog, Rashard Priest, that you can take your doctor's note, you can print it a million times, you can laminate it a million times, but that doesn't mean anything because come Hell in a Cell, I'm going to put your head on a stick, and I'm going to carry that bitch around like it's my fucking pet dog. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Hey, you know, speaking of pets, Battlecat, have you visited the St. Louis Zoo lately to see your tiger? Because that's where I put her the last time you tried bringing any type of pet around.
Well, maybe after Hell in a Cell, that's where you'll be. You'll be locked up in the zoo along with the rest of them. Just watch your back these next couple weeks. That's all I got to tell you. Keep your head on a swivel.
All right. Well, I always want to thank Battlecat for coming on. When he comes on, it's definitely something you're going to want to listen to here. Now, with that being said, we're getting kind of the middle of the show here, so I do want to go ahead and mention our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. You know, this week we've got episode 211. That is the Dynamo Pro Wrestling, a Riot on the River show. We've got Luke Skywalker Roberts and Chris Rodell at the High Spot segment. We're also going to have Mike Outlaw and Benjamin Truss during the 7:30 segment. And Billy McNeil and the Snitch during the 8:30 segment. It is an all Dynamo Pro show promoting the Ride on the River show. So make sure you tune in. There's also going to be the FWWC segment as well as the Game Show Challenge. So make sure you are checking it out starting at 7 Central, 8 Eastern at the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Now,
I am looking very forward to not only tomorrow night's Wrestle Talk podcast, but that Dynamo show as well. My good friend, the Snitch, who has been involved. You want to talk about controversy. You should talk about the controversy going around Dynamo Pro right now and my good friend, the Snitch. But that's for tomorrow night.
All right. Well, and definitely always check out Wrestle Talk Podcast. It is one of my favorite wrestling podcasts out there. Now, I want to start our second hour with, on one of our higher points here, I was going to start off with an award. Now, it's a strange week. We actually have two Promo of the Week awards. We're going to go ahead and give the second one a little bit later on in the evening. But if intern him, we can go ahead and get our Promo of the Week award music going. We're going to go ahead and...
You know, Curtis, before we go on, you know why I love that song?
Why?
Because that is mine and Heel Deal's entrance music. Just a little trivia out there.
Oh, I mean, that would not surprise me at all. To be honest, I don't really pay that much attention when you're out in the ring, Richard. I should, but... There's just too much going on in Blue Brand, but I mean that it seems to fit what you two think of yourselves very, very well. So more power to you. I can't blame you there. But you know, with that being said, I mentioned earlier, we had two phenomenal promos, and we're gonna go ahead and mention one of them now. Now this promo was brought to us by somebody who's been alluded to this evening. Somebody who seems to have quite a bit of control here in the FWWC, an individual by the name of El Mataratas. And, over the last few weeks, we've seen, a rivalry begin to brew between La Familia and the Saviors of Funk, specifically between El Mata and Saint. And we saw El Mata take this to another level when he impersonated Savior Saint, face paint, shirt, however, in this case, specifically said average instead of savage, just simply, taking every possible dump on him that he could, being as graceful as I can be, describing this promo.
That was El Mata? I thought that was the Saint this whole time. Holy cow. I thought it was kind of weird that the Saint would ask me to record his promo for him, but wow, I was confused. I thought that was Saint the whole time.
Really need to get your eyes checked, Richard. If you really thought that was Saint.
In my left eye. I can't see very good.
That was before this. You can't use that as an excuse. That was before. Anyways, I want to go ahead and congratulate El Mataratas for his 11th Promo of the Week award. Now, in this case, it is a co-promo of the week. We will get to the second promo here. In a matter of time.
This is a huge occasion. Do you know this, Curtis? This is a big occasion, the fact that El Mata now has 11 promos of the week. You know what this means?
What does this mean?
He is tied with me for most career promo of the weeks.
Well, knowing El Mata and knowing... how he likes to have his history in the FWWC, I would not be surprised if we saw amazing promos the next few weeks. I would not be surprised. Not that he doesn't always put out amazing promos, but, if people are going to want Promo of the Week, for the foreseeable future, they're going to have to bring it, because he has been, since he... I won't say that he came out of retirement, because I don't know that he ever really officially retired. But since he's become more active, he has brought it every single week. And, very rarely are people able to match up to that level. And in this case, we felt we had, another one here later on that did. But he makes people work for it every week, and that is how we get better. So I do want to go ahead and congratulate El Mataratas for the co-promo of the week. Now,
with that being said, we do have one more match to discuss from Monday night, and that was the main event for the Blue Brand, and then we'll go ahead and move into Tuesday here. That was the Warrior's Heart Challenge, looking at a match between Guy and and Kronos, the Titan of Time. Now, in this case, it does appear that they were both counted out. It looks like Guy, trying to pull a Johnny Gargano, hit, a Shining Wizard on Kronos, but in the process slammed into the ring steps outside the ring and was unable to get into the ring for the 10 count. Now, this is the first kind of situation we've seen, since Guy has kind of ascended to the top, where he wasn't able to get the job done. What do you think of, Guy and his whole, title reign currently? It's short, but he's definitely made a bit of an impact since coming into the Blue Brand.
I try not to think too much about Guy. He's over on that other brand. He has the second greatest title here in the FWC. So, I do have some kind of respect for him. But like I said, I don't think too much about him.
To be fair, you're also on Red Brand, so it's not, a problem that you have to worry about. Speaking from experience, I just hope that everybody, looks at Guy and understands that, the more you poke him and try to get under his skin and try to play mind games with him, the more angry it's going to make him, and unfortunately the worse off it's going to leave you, in the end here. So, definitely something interesting to see here. But, moving on to Tuesday night, as we're halfway through our time here, let's go ahead and discuss a Red Brand match from Tuesday night. Richard.
Yes. Let us go with, because every match tonight featured a member of La Familia. So this is great, because that just goes to show somewhere where activity is king, La Familia is the most active. And I'm going to go with a former tag team partner of mine, the other half of Malicious Masterminds, and the returning Kurt Malice, taking on the current double champion, which championships I don't care about because it's not my championship, Daniel Dimwit.
That definitely did occur. Now, it does look like, there wasn't a definitive winner. What does this say about either men, or does it say anything, given that neither of them were able to get the job done, per se?
It just goes to show, if Kurt Malice wants to get the job done, he will. And tonight, if he didn't, there was a reason. Because we talk about how crazy Guy could be, or how cynical Madman Joe could be, or how sadistic the Saint could be. Kurt Malice is all that in one scary package.
Hey, and, as somebody who likes those types of, attributes from somebody in the ring, I'm excited to see what he's going to bring. I've been excited, since he came back, to see what kind of destruction he's going to bring. So I'm very, very excited to see where this goes and what we have to look forward to. Now I'm going to go ahead and, mention, our first match here from the Blue Brand for the evening. And I'm going to ask intern Timmy to go ahead and prepare, our second role play of the week music. But, we're looking at a match here between a Luchador de Kansas City and the Fallen, and being a champion versus champion match, our heavyweight champion versus our women's champion. Now, these two brutalized each other, through the ring, out into the, throwing each other into the barricades. It was a brutal match to watch, to the point where, neither one could ultimately be called a victor in the end. But with such brutality happening through the match, I do want to go ahead and get our role play of the night music, if I could. So I want to go ahead and congratulate both El Luchador as well as The Fallen for your role play of the night for Monday. Again, it was an amazing match to watch. You know, it felt like, you know, from beginning to end, the level of, you know, intensity never dropped. And, you know, personally, as somebody who loves watching these matches, I could not have been more entertained. Now, I'd love to get Rashard Priest's you know, comments or thoughts on this match.
Who are we talking about?
El Luchador to Kansas City facing The Fall in a champion versus champion match.
Sorry, Curtis. If I seem a little spacey, it's the pain meds because of my shattered femur and my bruised cornea. But I am very impressed with our current women's champion, The Fallen. Now, when it comes to the other guy that was in the match, El Luchador, I don't know why it was a champ versus champ match, because I wasn't aware that he's holding the belt right now.
Okay, we've been over this, Rashard. I know that you believe that that's your belt, that the heavyweight championship is yours, and that you're having a match for your imaginary title at Hell in a Cell, but El Luchador is champion.
If you say so.
I mean, he defeated El Mata for the title. But, I mean, that's neither here or there. You know, we do have a few more matches to go ahead and discuss, but I do want to congratulate both The Fallen as well as El Luchador for winning a role play of the night for Tuesday night. So congratulations. Now, Rashard, why don't you go ahead and take us into our next Red Brand match for the evening?
I will. And that is the match this evening that pitted my most recent tag team partner, the other half of Heel Greatness, taking on a member of the Survivors of Funk in Failure Flex, where my good friend and the only other man in Canada that Wayne Gretzky will say is the greatest, he'll deal.
Would he really, though? Would Gretzky really? I mean, he'll deal's great. I'm not taking anything away from he'll deal, but...
Look,
okay, anyway, that's focusing on the
Wayne
wrong
Gretzky,
part of me.
Wayne Gretzky is a really, really close, good friend of mine. Now, I don't know if you guys saw my promo a couple weeks ago where you saw me driving up to my house, but that first smaller house in the subdivision I live in, that's Wayne Gretzky's house. He actually has a home here in St. Louis, really good friend of mine. Now, his home isn't as expensive as mine. You know, his was only a mil 25, mine's a mil 50. You know, I could have got the $3 million house next door, but that seemed a little too much. And I'm not the kind of guy that just throws money around. I'm very humble and very respectful.
Okay. All right, Richard. Well, you know, you were mentioning before, so again, this is another race for the title match that we did see Heel Deal defeat Funky. Now, you know, breaking this down, do we know what race for the title matches we're going to be seeing next week? Are we moving into round two, or are we going to still be, you know, looking at some more round one matches next week?
You know, to be quite honest right now, Curtis, I have no idea, seeing as this was the brainchild of the now suspended, or now whatever.
Under investigation?
I don't know. Every time the Night Owl starts talking, I kind of zone out. But this was Nightmare Jones' thing, so I have no idea how we're going to move forward with the race for the title if Nightmare Jones is under inspection, might be suspended. I don't know.
Well, that's fair enough. So I do understand we do have one of our superstars on the line here. We talked about his match a little bit ago here, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him on the line. He's a double champion for Red Brand, both intercontinental as well as European, and one of your favorite people,
hey,
Richard.
I think European. Sorry. Medication.
My kids would love your sense of humor, Richard. But that being said, let's go ahead and bring Daniel Grimm on the line. Grimm, do we have you on the line here?
Oh, yes, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Curtis?
Oh, Curtis, I'm doing fantastic.
Curtis
surviving. Oh, I'm doing all right. Now, Richard, on the other hand, you know, he's in kind of rough shape.
Who?
Oh, are we doing this again? Please don't make me do this again.
I mean, in all fairness, it's Mr. No Show on Weekly Challenges along with somebody else who, you know, I don't really care to talk about. I care to talk about someone who was here every
no
week.
No show.
What?
Who won last week? Who won last night? I'm sorry. Last night's main event match.
Who also won last night? Curtis.
You did.
Ah.
Who also beat
okay.
Richard Priest? Richard.
I mean, that list is quite long. I've been in many matches. I have not won every match. I mean, I've been beaten by Massacre. I've been beaten by Artie Murphy. I've been beaten by the current
Black
general manager for the other brand who never shows up.
But in a first ever match, you yourself, Mr. Wherever you bought your title from, Toys R Us, abandoned ass company, whatever, you lost to someone who ended up being like myself. Isn't that correct?
Because I want that referee to be under investigation. I believe you paid him off.
Yeah, yes, because I have the money like you do, right? I'm stuck at mid-card, like so many people say, but yet I have the money to pay off referees. You are so correct there, Mr. Can't take a little, not even contacting the eye.
Hey, my right cornea is bruised.
Last I heard, it was your left cornea that got hit.
Along with my fibia. My fibia is shattered as well.
Now, wait. What happened to your right cornea? The left cornea is the one that got hit.
Everybody knows in wrestling you work the left side. So my
left
eye.
I will say he's been flipping back and forth all night. Like, I honestly don't know which eye is actually damaged at this point, because that eye patch has just been going all over the place.
He's trying to be like an Igor / Jack Sparrow type thing, a pirate / Frankenstein or servant to Frankenstein type thing. I get it. That's cool, man. You know, you got your new gimmick because you can't earn a championship here since you returned. That's cool, man. You do you.
Well, I will say this, Mr. Mid-Card Dimwit. You should be thanking me. Because not only were you lucky enough to beat me, but you beat me in a main event match and haven't been in one since. So you are welcome, sir, that you made the main event once.
Correction. That is Mr. Big Dick Mid-Card who beat Richard Freeze.
I thought it was Mr. Elephant Titus of the Nutsack. Never mind.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of talk that can go on about that. But until you finally decide to man up and not take these little, what seems like a general manager shot to you, you can meet me in the ring and we'll find out who really is taking what shot or whatnot.
Okay, so Daniel Grimm, yeah, there's been a lot of talk about you and what's coming at Hell in a Cell. You know, you've been taunted by two individuals, for different reasons. I want it from the horse's mouth, from the man himself, the one with the golden ticket. What are your plans for Hell in a Cell?
My plans, well, everybody expects me to cash in. I get that. You know, the Intercontinental Championship, it is a golden ticket. You have the opportunity to, what theory is called, turn into greatness. Do something that is deserving of being called greatness. Cash in on someone like Theory. Let's talk about that whole greatness thing. Like, since I became champion and since Theory became champion, who has really been doing great? Whose championships are of more value? So my plans at this point are exactly like I said. Title versus title. My Intercontinental Championship against the Universal Championship. Winner takes all. Theory himself doesn't even show up for challenges. So here's my proposal. If he himself does not show up for a single challenge next week, he don't get that match. I'll take on Allison for her B1 opportunity.
All right. Well, cards are on the table. I'm sure he's listening, but I would love to see what we've got on the page, and I'm sure we're going to hear this from you again, Daniel Grimm. But with that being said, and as we're getting closer to our end of our time here with you, you've got a few moments left. What are you most looking forward to, or what do you want to leave the FWWC with here tonight as we get close to the end of our night?
The one thing I want to leave with everybody, especially you, Richard, no matter how many imaginary championships you have, I actually hold championships here in the FWC that matter. And I have been on nothing more, nothing less than a hot streak. I haven't lost a match since, 2 weeks before SummerSlam. You want Daniel Grimm? You better step up your game. It ain't mid-card status anymore.
All right, Richard, do you have anything you'd like to say to that?
I'm sorry. I thought the night I was speaking again, I completely zoned out.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I understand that someone flicked your eye. Maybe you kind of just had the headphones in your ear a little bit too hard so you couldn't hear it. Let me repeat.
You know what? I will say this right now, Dimwit. From this injury, when my doctor clears me to return, you will be the first person I get in the ring with.
Oh, I certainly hope so, Mr. Can't take a little flick to his phalanges.
I didn't get flicked in the fingers. I got flicked in the eye.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and separate these two here.
Where exactly did one of your phalanges end up?
All right. Enough talk of phalanges. Daniel Grimm, I do want to thank you for calling in this evening, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your evening as well.
You as well, Curtis, Richard.
You're welcome.
You can do your own thing with yourself.
All right. Well, like I mentioned here, we're getting kind of close to the end of our evening here. Why don't we, Richard, go ahead and discuss the main event for the Red Brand for Tuesday night, and then we can go ahead and discuss our main event from Blue Brand.
The main event from this evening, once again, it was, El Matarazas, the leader, the heart and soul, the man that makes the FWWC revolve around me, El Matarazas, and his tag team partner, who make up part of the union, the man with more personalities than Gee, Mr. Theory, Samuel, Rage, Dopey, Doc, and Grumpy, versus the Failure Tanks.
Okay. So, I mean, two great tag teams, if I do say myself. I know you won't put the other two over, but I will. And two great tag teams. Now, you know, when these two get in the ring, we definitely want to see, you know, a victor here. But, you know, the Union was not able to defeat Battle Tanks. Now, with that being said, you know, should the Union have anything to worry about? I mean, now, this is somebody, obviously, you consider, you know, much lower, you know, on the totem pole than the Union, and yet they weren't able to get the job done this evening.
You know, like I said earlier, if there was a reason the Union didn't win, they have their own reason why.
All right. I mean, I can't argue with that. La Familia tends to have its plans, tends to have, you know, a reason behind everything they do. So I don't doubt that. I just wish, you know, there was, you know, a bit more there. You know, would have loved to understand the reasoning behind it. But hey, you know, understanding the reasoning behind the things that El Mata does doesn't always make a whole lot of sense. So we're going to go ahead. We'll move on to the main event of the Blue Brand here, and then we'll cover our last few awards and get on out of here for the night. But the main event for the Blue Brand was a Hell in a Cell warm-up match that pitted Hardcore Haas versus Big Papa Kirk versus your United States champion, Guy. Now, in this match, you know, Guy, in this case, has, you know, what seems to have been a little bit of retribution for what happened to Maxwell Powers on Monday, received the beating to end all beatings. He was thrown around the ring, thrown outside the ring, slammed on the apron, slammed into the mat. You know, everything that could possibly have been done was done to him, including, you know, being defeated at the end of the match by Hardcore Haas. And then to have his title stolen by Hardcore Haas, you know, claiming that this was their hostage until they got more information on Maxwell Powers. I'm just, you know, I understand Guy probably bit off a little bit more than he can chew, but what do you feel about what's going on between Guy and what seems like a gang war with La Familia at this point?
You know, my father, God rest his soul, Richard Priest Sr., always told me, never put all your eggs in one basket.
Okay. It's just, are you going to add anything else, or is that literally what you had to say?
I mean, if you don't understand the analogy, Curtis, you're
no,
a telegram.
I get the analogy. I mean, I get the analogy. I was just hoping that maybe for our audience who might be trying to follow your train of logic here, you know, I mean, if you're talking about the SOF, all of them except one individual have titles. I guess I'm not understanding where all the eggs in one basket go necessarily.
Look, our listeners are uneducated, and the uneducated mass is the FWBC. So even if I would attempt to explain it to them, they're still not going to get it, Curtis.
Oh, Richard, do you have fans? I'm just curious.
Yeah, like, I got 17 in my house. I have one in my bedroom. I have two. No,
do you
have
individuals who buy your merchandise?
Do what?
Do you have individuals who buy your merchandise? I guess that's a better question.
Tons of people buy my merchandise.
Okay.
I mean, granted, I know a lot of them are other members of the FWC, and they like to burn it, but you know what? That's money in my pocket.
Hey, whatever it takes for you to get what you need, I'm not going to judge. I'm just saying you might catch a little more flies with honey and vinegar. You might get a little more merch sale from the FWWC universe by, you know, I don't know, not calling them simpletons, but just a thought. I don't know. But
yeah,
that
yeah,
does bring
you can always catch more flies with honey, just like in somebody's case, you can always get more girls with money.
Hey, you're not wrong there. But that does wrap up, you know, our matches for the week. Now, we do still have two awards to give away. So, if Intern Timmy, I can go ahead and have you prep the second promo of the week award. I'm going to go ahead and give us a little bit of a background here. While he gets that ready, you know, over the last few weeks, both in guy matches as well as in matches with the Saviors Funk, we've seen followers, as they've been called, you know, showing up in guy masks, getting involved in matches, you know, things of that nature. And this week, we did receive a reveal as to who the shadowy figure was in the guy mask. And if we can go ahead and get our promo of the week award for the our music for the second time this week. And so I will go ahead and say congratulations to Savior Saint, Funky Flex, Daniel Grimm, and I hate saying it, Guy, for your promo. It was, in my opinion, was my favorite promo of the week, even though I'm not necessarily a fan of you two or you four. But it was definitely something interesting and something we hadn't seen in a while. So I want to go ahead and say congratulations. I thought it was a great promo. Now, Rashard, I did want to go ahead and get your feelings on it as well.
You know, to be honest, the fact that now Daniel Dimwit is part of the Saviors of Funk, I'm going to be honest, I did not see that coming at all. And this happened even before. No, I do apologize. This did happen today. So, yeah, it was after my eye was bruised. And before that, my eyes have seen a great many things, Curtis Black. You know, like I've said before, I've seen the Great Wall of China. I have seen the pyramids in Egypt. I have seen your mother. I have seen the English Channel. But somebody I have not seen in a while is the man who I am replacing right now, and that is Mr. Douglas James. So this week's milk carton goes to none other than Douglas James, who is supposed to be your co-host here on the FWC. But since he's missing, everybody in the FWC, you are graced with my voice and my talent. And for all that, and to Douglas James, I say you're welcome.
Oh, well, Rashard, we find ourselves here. I mean, I can't blame you, and honestly, I'm kind of glad that you put him on the milk carton. I don't know what your deal is, Douglas James, but we hope to have you back next week. We'd love to have you back, you know, mostly so I can get the wheelchair-bound one out of the office for a little while. But, you know, with that being said, that does bring us nearly to the end of another episode of the FWWC Tonight. But before we leave, we would be remiss to forget to mention one last time our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Again, this week we're looking at episode 211. Amazing to admit it that far. We're looking at the Dynamo Pro Wrestling Show, Riot on the River. We've got Luke Skywalker Roberts and Chris Riddell going to be there for the High Spot segment. If Got Mike Outlaw and Benjamin Trust going to be there from the 7:30 segment, and finishing off with Billy McNeil and the Snitch going to be on for the 8:30 segment. It's an all Dynamo pro show wrestling show promoting their Riot on the River. So you want to make sure you're tuning in 7 Central Time, 8 Eastern, the Wrestle Talk podcast with Joe and Renee. Now, I know that about wraps it up for here, but Mr. Priest, I would like to go ahead and give you a final moment here to say anything you would like to the FWWC universe.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much, Curtis. FWWC, always remember, if you are poor and you do something stupid, they call you crazy. But if you're rich and you do something stupid, they call you eccentric.
Great advice. All right. Well, for Rashard Priest, for intern Timmy, the Night Owl, and everyone else here at the FWWC tonight, I am Curtis Black. I do want to thank you all for listening. Make sure you tune in next week as well as to All the Live Challenge. And don't forget the Wrestle Talk podcast with Joe and Renee. Again, it's Curtis Black signing off. You all have a fantastic evening.
You're welcome.